LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump hosting France's leader discussing Ukraine as it marks 3 years since Russia's invasion. The Trump administration has shifted its U.S. policy on Ukraine as it tries to broker an end to the war. French President Macron saying Ukraine needs security guarantees to ensure long-time peace.
We are very aware of the necessity to have guarantees and solid peace in order to stabilize the situation.
The Trump administration continuing its work to take apart USAID, placing most of its staff worldwide on leave and firing 1,600 U.S.-based employees, that after a federal judge rejected workers' request to extend a temporary block. Pope Francis remains in a Rome hospital in critical condition, but the Vatican today says he is showing slight improvement. Egg prices continue to soar due to bird flu, the wholesale cost for a dozen eggs hovering just above $8. The cattle industry says drought and low cattle stock also driving beef prices higher. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin has joined another multi-state lawsuit, this time to protect the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. In the lawsuit filed with 22 other states, the coalition argues that the dismantling of the CFPB would cause significant harm to consumers and block enforcement of federal consumer protection laws. The agency oversees big banks, lenders, and credit companies to protect residents from aggressive business practices. The CFPB was formed in the wake of the Great Recession. A Republican-sponsored education funding bill passed the Wisconsin State Assembly this week. The bill would require school districts to spend 70% of its operating expenses in the classroom. Those expenses would include teacher salaries, tuition, and instructional supplies, as well as things like athletic programs and extracurricular activities. The spending requirement would not include things like transportation, staff training, or food services. Districts could risk losing state aid payments if they don't meet the bill requirements. With a last-minute gift from the weather, tens of thousands of people gathered in northwest Wisconsin over the weekend for this year's American Birkebeiner Ski Festival. Organizers say last-minute snowfall allowed them to race the entire Cable to Hayward course this year after being forced to create a looped course last year due to inadequate snowfall. In addition to being a local favorite event for decades, the annual race has been a major economic boost for the region. Officials say it brings in about $25 million of economic impact. A Duluth man has been sentenced to nearly 20 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and fentanyl. According to court documents, 34-year-old Jonathan Eric Thompson was sentenced to 210 months in prison and 5 years of supervised release on the charge on Wednesday. Thompson was arrested in November of 2023 when law enforcement authorities executed a search warrant at his apartment, recovering around 850 grams of methamphetamine and 568 grams of fentanyl. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks winning with backups. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston today to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Damian Lillard has been limited with a hamstring injury and marveled how backup guard Kevin Porter Jr. took over the game after being traded here from the Clippers.
I think, first of all, it was fun to watch. I think when you are a star in this league, a lot of times the weight of the game shifting is on you. KP scoring, from being able to see him since he was in high school to college to even, you know, his time in the NBA. I've seen him many times have huge nights.
Kevin Porter Jr., nicknamed Scoot, on what it's been like since he arrived in Milwaukee.
As soon as I came in here, I felt very welcome. And that's big. That's huge. Especially when you got people like Giannis, Dame, Doc, a winning organization, you know, the fan base, you know, how Milwaukee has welcomed me. And it's been beautiful, honestly. So I'm blessed to be where I'm at.
That's Bucks guard Kevin Porter Jr. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly sunny and feeling like spring today, with high temperatures rising to the upper 40s. It's pretty breezy out there, with winds out of the west whipping up to 30 miles per hour. By tonight, we become mostly cloudy with flurries possible late. And tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, the U.S. Supreme Court prevents Trump from firing the head of a watchdog agency. Also, are we headed to a market correction? Plus, who are the leaders standing up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, back on the board after a day off. Glad to have him along. Glad to have you along. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Monday, February 24th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here at our world headquarters in downtown Madison. Overcast skies. Some parts of Wisconsin may hit the old 50-degree mark today, a little, I'm not sure to call it a late winter or early spring thaw, but temperatures may kind of moderate out, temperatures in the 40s, looking like some rain in parts of Wisconsin later on in the week. So maybe that old groundhog, Jimmy the Groundhog, was right, Zommers, spring may be coming early.
That seems to be the case, but you never know. In Wisconsin, when you get second or third winter, right. It happens. It's hard to say.
You know, we got the boys basketball tournament coming up here in Madison. You always seem to get a big snowfall for that. So probably plenty of winter left, but it feels kind of nice after a weekend up in Hayward. Beautiful weekend up in Hayward. We covered the Birkebeiner up there. Just a good time had by all. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, a What's Worse? Cold and Flu edition. We'll ask you those questions and talk you a little bit about the Brewers getting their opener down in Arizona this weekend. And first time in a long, long time without Bob Uecker. We'll discuss that. But we'll bring on our ongoing contributor and friend right now, Matt Flynn, a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, a Navy veteran, and also a great author. Matt, you're a guy who gets about town. You ever been up there at Hayward at the Birkebeiner?
Yeah, I have a brother-in-law, and my sister-in-law passed away, but... Jack Reeder, Reeder's Recess Resort. Anybody up in Hayward, Reeder's Recess Resort, Jack Reeder, my brother-in-law, good man, and I love going up there and visiting him.
Now, wait a minute, Matt. We've been friends for a while now. You know a guy that owns a resort, and I've been sleeping on a cot, on a futon up there in Hayward at the radio station?
Yeah, I've been to the radio station. I was interviewed there, and those are very, very Spartan accommodations.
Yes.
For men of your stature.
Yes.
I will let Jack Reeder know. My friend Todd Albaugh needs very decent quarters.
Next year, I'm staying at the place. That's great. That's great. Well, it's just a great...
Well, I played...
What?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
I played poker in the casino up there.
Did you really?
Yeah, go, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Well, Charlie Pride was in a country... thing. This is 10 years ago. Uh-huh. We played poker. Hayward is a wonderful place. Wonderful place.
It really is. Well, great to have you along. Thanks for giving us a little bit more time here at hour number two, Matt. Lots of people on the phone lines yet. You could join, Matt, talk a little bit about the news over the weekend, amongst them that Donald Trump, President Trump, firing the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and several other military officials, over 5,000 civilian folks in the military as well, firing inspectors general across the board, and a judge advocates general, better known as JAG officers in the military, and also, you know, dramatically changing the United States position with the war in Ukraine. Of course, everybody who knows facts, that knows the sky is blue, knows it was Russia who attacked Ukraine unprovoked. And now over the weekend, Donald Trump seemingly changing the, not seemingly, changing the foreign policy of the United States here. And I mean, here's a guy, Matt, we're going to get to the phone line. Don't hang up, but we'll be right with you. But I want to get your quick take on a couple of things. Number one, Trump and Musk, among these big purges, they fire the people in charge of nuclear weapons until they found out, oh, wait a minute, they're in charge of the nukes. Then they try to rehire them, but they can't because they don't have their personal emails. I mean, these people, their elevator doesn't go to the top floor.
Right. The emblematic thing is Musk is there in a weird outfit with a weird, I don't know what kind of hat he had on, brandishing a chainsaw, Charlie. And that's how he treats human beings. That's how he cuts down his the forest for the hell of it. And he goes, "You 10,000 people, get out. You tell me any good things you do." And then he sends them these things saying they're being terminated for bad performance. That's false. This is blanket. That hurts them for future job applications. He does not care about human beings. Remember, he's a South African guy, and he became a citizen. Although, frankly. And if I were in office, I would investigate because he had a student visa in Stanford and didn't show up. Mm. But he stayed in the United States. That's a violation. It should have been disclosed. I wouldn't mind seeing him deported, quite frankly. He's a danger to the United States, absolute danger to the United States. And here he goes. Here's a chainsaw. I'm going to cut a couple of million people in half and destroy their careers. Who puts up with that? We don't put up with that. We do not put up with that.
Here's another quick take, Matt. Over the weekend, Musk sent out from his made-up... I'm tired of people calling it, the Department of Government Efficiency. It is not a department. It is not anything that's been condoned by Congress. It's a made-up thing. It's a made-up agency. But Musk sends out to all department heads, including the military, that you have to get me by today, Monday, the top five things that you accomplished to justify your existence. And if you don't, I'll take that as your resignation. Now, Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, set up a new rapid response team at Department of Defense, and they have a new Twitter handle specifically for rapid response to Department of Defense. Wisconsin's own Congressman Derek Van Orten was carrying on about this, how he was all for it, and a couple of people pushed back. And he said, he said a lot of terrible things. Anyway, Derek Van Orten is clearly not tuned into his own administration. He's also a MAGA Republican because, get this, Hegseth's own Department of Defense put out the following statement. I want to read this for you, Matt Flynn, and get your take. Here it is. Quote, Department of Defense, DOD, personnel may have received an email from OPN, Office of Personnel Management, requesting information. The Department of Defense is responsible for reviewing the performance of its personnel and will conduct any review in accordance with its own procedures. When and if required, the department will coordinate responses to the email you have received from OPM. For now, please pause any response to the OPM email titled, quote, "What You Did Last Week," unquote. What did you do last week? Signed, Darren Selnick, performing the duties of the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. Matt Flynn, this administration can't even get on the same page amongst themselves.
Right. These people, it's sort of like the Three Stooges, except I like the Three Stooges, and they're funny. This is not funny. This really is not funny. And you have a guy like Van Orden. By the way, Becca Cook did a hell of a job against him, and I'm hoping she takes him on again. This guy's a disgrace to the Congress. But getting back to this other thing, right, they fire nuclear people, try to rehire him, can't find him. They say, give me five things that you did or you resigned, and then defense, and the FBI as well did the same thing, said don't respond. This is the Obergruppenführers fighting among themselves. The Führer stands above it, der Trumpenführer, and the Obergruppenführers start fighting against themselves. This is what's going on, and I'll tell you, treating human beings by brandishing a chainsaw and pumping it up and down and bragging that you've cut people's livelihood. You think that's funny?
Right.
You think that's funny, Jack? Well, let me tell you something. This guy is does not have American values. He does not have American values.
855-752-4842. Matt has been kind enough to stay around to finish up these calls. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Dale, listening on WISS in Oshkosh. Dale, thanks for holding on. What say you?
Hey, Matt, great hearing you again. As a person who is totally dependent on Social Security for my retirement and seeing how Musk is trashing everything, what say you if things blow up out of proportion and Trump wants to compel the military for martial law?
Right. That's an excellent question. The military cannot and constitutionally should not be used for any domestic purpose. If he suspends the writ, he has to do what's called suspending the writ of habeas corpus and then declaring some kind of rebellion or an emergency. If he does that, our federal judges, even the six tarantulas, will have no choice but to enjoin it. Now, even if they enjoin it, they don't have an army. You know what it
Matt,
gets
Matt,
down
tell,
to?
Tell folks, put it down there where the chickens can get at it. What, for those of us who aren't illegal people, what does enjoin mean?
Well, enjoin it, the federal judges may say, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that.
Okay.
But they have no army. They have no army. And so if Trump says the army is going to do it and the federal judges say no, you know what it comes down to, which is really sad? Who does the army obey?
Yeah.
And what's sad is the army is very diverse and it may obey different tasks. This is third world stuff. This has gone on in Latin America. This has gone on in Africa. And Trump is plunging us into this. And on Social Security, he could very well, by executive order, say Musk thinks that we should privatize it or reduce it by 80% or 20%, and it'll go to the six tarantulas. Yeah. It's very dangerous what he's doing, and he's avoiding the Constitution.
855-752-4842. Let's go down to one of Matt and I's favorite cities in Wisconsin, Monroe, Wisconsin, home of the cheesemakers, Angie in Monroe. Angie, what say you?
I just want to say I've never been so embarrassed to be an American. It's pretty sad what I'm seeing. I am totally with Ukraine, and I'm glad that we're talking about this. That way I can call this empathy thing, and I'm glad we're talking about it. That way we all get together with ideas. We got to do something to save America.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. It makes me sick to my stomach, and I'm scared every day. And these people think we should be on Russia's side? What? I don't even know. I'm arguing with somebody on Facebook about this, and she wants us to be on Russia's side. And I'm like, I will. No, that is not what we do. It's like, you go to Russia then. Why do we have to change America?
Yeah. Great.
Right. Angie, let me just make if I can just respond quickly, Todd. Angie, I would look at it this way. I'm never ashamed to be an American. I am proud to be an American. We have an un-American president that snuck in and is destroying the Constitution. The Russians have been responsible for torture, invasion, genocide, and fraud for a long time. In the Second World War, Stalin killed tens of millions of people, millions of Ukrainians killed. Trump is siding with a torturer and a genocidal sadist. We do not consent to go along with that. Get on the phone right away. Call the Ukrainian embassy. Call the NATO embassies. Mm-hmm. Say, we stand with you. Do not trust Trump. We do not support Trump.
I echo Matt Flynn's comments. I am proud every day to be American, predominantly our men and women in uniform and others across America. I'm proud of Matt Flynn, too. Come on back. More questions with Matt Flynn next on the Todd LaBelle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Eyes
iSurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iSurvey gets GA going slower.
iSurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iSurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iSurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iSurvey today.
iSurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harv?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies. And up a cloudy draw.
With the U.S. Constitution in one hand and his mighty writing pen in the other, helping save America each and every day, Matt Flynn Direct joins us, a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, a Navy veteran, and yes, an author. Always glad to have him here, Matt. Mondays with Matt, 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Let's go right to the phone lines. One more call to get to here. It is Cindy in Appleton being very patient. Cindy, thanks for holding on. What's your question and a comment for Matt Flynn?
Well, I would just like to say that for everybody that calls to the radio station, they should be, as soon as they hang up, they should be calling their federal senator and their federal congressman and telling them to knock this off, do not cut Social Security. As a matter of fact, I talked to Tony Weed's office last week, and that office assured me they were not going to touch Social Security, although I said, I don't believe you people because you're a backer of Trump. So, but, you know, I think every time someone calls, they should also make that call to the legislators and tell them the same thing they're telling you.
Excellent point of view. And, you know, in addition to calling ambassadors saying we stand with Ukraine, what you're saying is very, very important. The Republican Party, ever since George W. Bush, has floated the idea of privatizing Social Security and also voucherizing Medicare. So they would give you a voucher for Medicare, and you'd have to buy your own insurance, and they'd privatize Social Security, make it into a 401k. If that happened, people would get cheated on their investments, cheated in the stock market. You'd have to hire a lawyer to get the insurance company to cover your injuries. We can't let them do that. Musk believes in that. Musk will recommend that to Trump. Trump will then possibly try it by executive order. That is unconstitutional. But the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court, if they side with him, because they already have on a lot of things, that could be a very dangerous blow to our economy and to our country and our culture. So I stand exactly with Cindy. Thank you for calling. Good to hear from you again. Call all of them. Do not touch Social Security. Do not touch Medicare. Don't voucherize them and do not privatize them. Those are the words. Don't privatize Social Security. Don't voucherize Medicare.
Want to get to a speed round here, Matt. I want to get your take on this. This is a longtime Democratic strategist, James Carville, one of the architects of the Clinton campaign, still goes on podcasts. He was on a podcast over the weekend, Matt. This is a very hot take, but I want the audience to listen to this from James Carville on what he thinks that national Democrats should do right now and a prediction and get Matt's take on the other side. Here's James Carville.
Well, okay, I'm going to tease a piece I'm pretty sure will be coming out that I'm doing in the New York Times, probably Monday or Tuesday, but some, you know, sometimes they'll kill it. But what I've said very publicly is that Democrats need to play possum. This whole thing is collapsing. It doesn't need Elizabeth Warren and somebody screaming to pacify some progressive advocacy groups in Washington, which, by the way, I wish these people were just useless. They're actually worse than useless, that they're detrimental. And they never, ever learn to shut up. And so, Dan, this is what I believe. I believe that this administration, in less than 30 days, in the midst of a massive collapse, and particularly a collapse in public opinion. Delavope at Harvard, who's very good. I used to think, once I saw a Harvard youth poll, I discounted it. I've come to say it's a pretty damn good poll. Pretty good guy. He's gone from 53 approval to under 30 to 39. That's a collapse. And all we need to do, the analogy I use, is Pickett is 500 yards from the stone wall. Hold your fire. It's going to be easy pickings here in 6 weeks. Just lay back.
It goes on from there, Matt Flynn, but that's James Carville, longtime Democratic strategist. He's saying that, and we see this in Wisconsin over the weekend, some of the Republican congressmen, Scott Fitzgerald, Glenn Grothman, others, lots of citizens in Wisconsin coming out to have their voice heard. Carville's predicting that this whole thing is going to collapse, especially when it comes to whether Congress does a continuing resolution or trying to pass a budget, that ultimately they're going to have to come to Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, and when they do that, that's game over. That's what Carville's saying.
I think a lot of Carville. I think he is one of the best strategists we've had in this generation. But I disagree with him in this respect. The waving the arms, the shouting, and all that kind of stuff, I agree, is not particularly effective. But remember something. Trump just got elected. He's in for basically 4 years. And in those 4 years, he's put an administration of animals in there. If you take a look at his they're pro-Russian, they're anti-vaccine. They don't care to give a damn about the American people. If we simply play possum, they're in there and they have compliant federal judges. There is an old adage that says the Supreme Court follows the election returns. And that is less true now. But it is true that we have to get public sentiment out there in spades. Now, the public sentiment, I mean, I like Elizabeth Warren, but she's not particularly effective. She shouts and yells and everybody just takes it. They go, well, that's Elizabeth Warren. But everybody who's just called into this show, everybody who either calls their representative and says, don't touch Social Security, or we stand with Ukraine, we're not going to let this clown do anything about that, or call the Ukrainian embassy and say, we stand with you, do not trust Trump. That is essential. It's essential. We can't play possum. He's from Louisiana. He plays possum. Look, we can't play possum. The point of the matter is how we don't play possum is important.
Yeah.
And you don't go out there putting up a scarecrow and waving your arms. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got to get behind this.
Right.
Stand up to everybody. We're with Ukraine. Trump is a traitor to the United States.
Matt Flynn, 1 minute. It's all yours. Tell us about your latest works in writing.
Well, let me tell you, I've published 5 books. But the one you might enjoy is a three series, the Bernie Weber series, of this guy from Wisconsin who's a math genius, and he cracks the ISIS code, the Chinese code, and he cracks another one and basically saves the country. You'll really like it. And it also has a lot of the ideas that I've been throwing out on the radio. So here it is. Matthew Flynn, go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or anywhere and go, it's China Code, Hunting Bernie Weber, and Milwaukee Jihad. And you will learn a lot about Wisconsin. There's not a ton of math in there. He's just a good kid, Wisconsin kid, getting the job done.
Matthew J. Flynn, great author, great friend. Matt, always a pleasure. Thanks for the generosity of your time, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Matt Flynn. What's worse on the other side? The cold and flu edition. Join us.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Beef Council is accepting nominations for this year's Wisconsin Best Burger Contest. Residents have until March 21st to nominate their favorite burger for the honor, with the organization revealing the 8 restaurants receiving the most nominations in April. After narrowing the contest down to 8, a secret panel of judges will travel the state and make their final decision on which restaurant has the best burger in Wisconsin. Guidelines for the nomination can be found online, and residents can only make one nomination. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in this year's Wisconsin Conservation Congress annual spring hearing process. The hearing process gives residents the opportunity to make suggestions to state officials by introducing a local resolution. Residents will be allowed to submit 2 resolutions per year, and they must be of statewide impact, be practical and achievable, and align with the mission of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Submissions will be accepted through February 24th. Duluth residents are being asked to provide feedback on the proposed Mesaba Avenue Bridge repair project. The Minnesota Department of Transportation will host a public meeting on the project on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. in the Duluth Public Library Green Room. The project is currently estimated to cost about $2 million and would see bridge repair work on the Michigan Street Bridge and the Mesaba Avenue Bridge. Construction on the project is expected to start in 2026, and the bridge repair work would force detours for area residents. An arrest warrant was issued for a Rice Lake woman charged with vehicular homicide on Thursday. According to court documents, 56-year-old Patricia Cronquist was charged with homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle in relation to the collision on Highway 53 that killed a 71-year-old driver from Menominee. Authorities allege Cronquist was traveling at 70 to 80 miles per hour, passing other vehicles in a construction zone and swerving through tubular construction markers when the collision occurred. She was airlifted to an Eau Claire hospital. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Trust fund kid Elon Musk has drawn a lot of political criticism lately, but now he's under fire for being a bad parent from his own father. Errol Musk appeared on the Wide Awake podcast and said that his son will probably shoot him for saying this, but Elon is not a good father. This comes after rumors that Musk had fathered a 13th child, somehow with 16 women. Should probably fact check that. It's important to note that just a couple years ago, Errol Musk admitted to having a second child with his stepdaughter, who was only 4 years old when he married the child's mother, according to Rolling Stone. Errol and the girl's mom have 2 children of their own, as Musk apparently wanted his future baby mama to have playmates. For the record, Rolling Stone also reported that Elon Musk is not a fan of his father. He called him a terrible human being who has done every evil thing or crime you could possibly imagine, which is probably why they decided not to have kids together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny and feeling like spring today, with high temperatures rising to the upper 40s. It's pretty breezy out there, with winds out of the west whipping up to 30 miles per hour. By tonight, we become mostly cloudy with flurries possible late. And tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 47 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, February 24th, 2025. Zommers on the board. Many thanks to our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Matthew J. Flynn. Matt Flynn, always, he always gets a lot of people involved. Always, what I love about Matt is being an attorney, being a veteran, he knows facts. And anybody who can bring us facts and help us understand things in an understandable relation when it comes to legal things, when it comes to the military, I find that a benefit. And certainly he has a take and a point, and we agree a lot. We don't always agree on everything between Matt and I, but that's what makes us great friends, is that we can agree to disagree sometime and always laugh about it, right?
Yes. Laughing is definitely something to appreciate about Matt Flynn, because mm-hmm. he's a very funny guy. And also,
he really is.
Yes, I like how he will share that things are his opinion,
right?
Yeah. As opposed to just stating everything as a fact.
Yeah, really great guy. Check out his books again, Matthew J. Flynn at Barnes & Noble or Amazon. I have all of them. They're fantastic reads. Some are lighter-hearted reads, some are more serious, but you're always going to get a great time, Matt Flynn, wherever you buy your books. I knew that playing that James Carville cut would get some responses, and we have. And I want to, we're not going to replay it again, but basically James Carville over the weekend in a podcast, a longtime Democratic strategist, was credited with helping Bill Clinton get elected and reelected in the 90s. James Carville's, it's a hot take. I'm not going to say it's not. It's a hot take. And what James Carville is saying in that clip is that he believes that, and he's using a term, right? He's saying that Democrats should play possum for a little while. I don't think that he's talking about every single person in America. I think what he's talking about, is the way I took it, was Democratic leadership, the people in Washington, rather than going out and you know, in Carville's words, doing more damage by really saying some very left extreme things in some cases, just kind of let Trump sit there, because he thinks in a month to 6 weeks. Because remember, we haven't talked about this hardly at all, and we'll have Matt back on because he's really great at talking about this as well, that remember, Congress kicked the can down the road. Coming up here very soon, Congress has to either pass a continuing resolution to keep the federal government running, or pass a budget, or the federal government will shut down. And so, remember, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House of Representatives, has, what, a three-seat majority right now in the House of Representatives? So I think what Carville is saying there is, look, Trump's policies, as they get rolled out on the hour now almost, cutting defense, we just had another story today, we haven't even gotten to it, that more staff members in the United States Department of Agriculture in Wisconsin have been let go. As someone who grew up in rural Wisconsin and gets there a lot, we just spend time up in Hayward, travel around the state. When people's, there's a program called the CRP payment program, CRP, Conservation Reserve Program. And what it does is it pays people in rural areas that have highly erodible land on big hillsides, pays them not to farm that per acre. And then when I had my farm, I was in this program for a while. And it pays you to plant natural native grasses and alfalfa to help the land recover. And a lot of farmers, a lot of rural people, there's also forestry programs and others. They pay their taxes based on these federal programs for CRP, for forestry, and others. When those programs start going away and people can no longer get that money, things like that,
then you're going to see people in rural America start saying, wait a minute, I didn't vote for this. And I think what James Carville is saying there is, don't alienate those folks. Don't start bashing them. Wait for this to just play out. And when the Trump administration starts collapsing hand over foot, that's when Republicans in Congress, Johnson, the Speaker, is going to be forced to go to Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House, and say, we have to have your help to pass a budget or a continuing resolution. And Carville's saying, that's when you know you've got the power. So I wanted to clarify that, because I don't think Carville's saying, you know, don't, he would, I think, encourage, as would I, people to go out, peacefully demonstrate, show up at these town halls to congressional people, let your voices be heard peacefully, but show up. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to the phone lines. Jack, listening in Racine. Pardon me. Sorry, a little burp there, Jack. I apologize. Jack in Racine, go ahead. You know what it is, Jack? I found, I've got it right here. Over the weekend, I found a new protein bar. It's called Go Macro. Go Macro Bar. They're made in my home, Richland County in Viola. They're fantastic. So I was having a pro macro bar and I had a little burp. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. I disagree with Carville. You know, I like your idea better. Your interpretation of what he's saying is better than what he said, I think. Carville always likes one big idea, you know, it's the economy, stupid, right? So now he's saying, you know, just it'll all fall apart. And I think he's right. I think we're seeing it fall apart. However, Trump still maintains the levers of power. You know, he's appointed people to positions of power. Cash Patel now apparently has his Bongino.
We haven't even talked about that yet, but Bongino is an extremist, had a show on a podcast, and now he's going to be the deputy FBI director.
Yeah, so all that is bad. In the meantime, right, the things he's destroying, USAID, going on, he's getting ready to go after Medicaid, the national parks, you don't just build those back up easily, because it takes a majority vote of both houses of Congress to return to those things. Right. Of course, that all depends on what the courts does, and like the tarantulas that their guests talked about, who can count on them? But, you know, the other thing that really bothers me, I'm remembering back to when the protesters were in Washington, and Trump wanted his generals to get the regular troops out on the streets of the city of Washington, probably all over the country. And they said, well, can't you just shoot them in the legs or something?
Yeah.
You know, well, he's gotten rid of the real generals. He's put his own generals in there, like all these other places, stooges.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any confidence they're going to stand up for them. They just might shoot them in the legs, meaning people are protesting. And the one last thing is, if you study the people like Tim Snyder, who know what happens in totalitarianism, the only places that stopped a rolling totalitarian coup like this with an oligarch like Musk, that happened in Russia and happened in South America, is when the people stood up with mass demonstrations. So I really think Carville's wrong. Sanguine about things. People need to be out protesting and doing whatever they can to stop this now, not sit back and wait.
Appreciate the call, Jack. I basically agree with you. And again, I don't want to read too much into it, but I think what Carville was, his comments were directed to the leadership in Washington, not so much the grassroots people on the ground. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Whistler in Richland Center, listening on WRCE. Whistler, I don't want to go into too much detail, but I saw Mom over the weekend, and she said that she got to meet Mrs. Whistler over the weekend and was an absolutely delightful person.
Well, I would certainly hope so.
You know, you're married to her, so yeah.
at Park Street. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I wanted to get to the part about the Department of Agriculture. All right. One of the things that some people might be missing is the Department of Agriculture, within it has the Farmers Home Administration, which provides housing loans to low-income people. That's going to be affected.
Yeah. That's a great point, Whistler.
That's going to be effective.
Yeah, it's you're right.
I was in the military back in the...
Go ahead.
Back in the 70s, like I told you, during Vietnam. But, you know, I'm glad that Mrs. Whistler got to meet your mom.
Yeah.
I've been here for 30 years or more. You know, I'm glad you finally changed in 2011 and got your head on straight.
As a former Republican, yeah.
I told you that out the park with Dale.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hey,
I appreciate you.
I love your show, Todd. And
well, we appreciate
you. Have a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate your support, Whistler, and everybody else. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Dick in Madison and WMDX. Dick, thanks for calling. Let's see.
Yeah, I think he is on to something, but at the grassroots level, I agree totally with you that. Did you hear any of those excerpts from the town halls around the country and the ones particularly in Wisconsin?
Yep.
People were in their mug, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And the other reason I bring this up is I remember reading something right after he took office the first week. This is all fine and good, all this stuff he's trying to push to some degree, except that these people got to go face the constituents in 2 years. And in some of these red areas of the country, some of the Biden-Harris stuff is extremely popular,
mm-hmm.
that created jobs. And if you think for a second, you know, that people, you know, things being built and things getting done again, infrastructure mm-hmm. that he talked about endlessly in his first term and never did a damn thing, nothing.
Yeah. Yep. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Dick. Great call, everybody. It's quarter till the hour of 2 o'clock. Need to move on here. I want to do a quick version of this. Mr. Zomers, here we go. Time for What's Worse once again. Let's go.
This or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for a speed round version of What's Worse. No prize money to give away. No money, no prizes, but your chance to be heard on statewide radio. What's better than that? All 11 stations in Civic Media's big statewide. It's the largest radio network privately owned in the state of Wisconsin. No better way to get your word out than on the Civic Media radio network. All right, Zomers, it is the cold and flu season. Going to get right to it. What's worse, a cold or the flu? What's worse, a cold or the flu? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. And I think people, at first you think, well, neither one is great, but then you think about it, there are certain things that may be worse than the other one. What's worse, the cold, a cold, or the flu? 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom calling in from Los Angeles. L.A., what's worse, a cold or the flu?
Well, colds hang on longer, it seems like, and the flu seems like it's over in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to say what's worse is still probably the flu, because it's probably, you know, you got the vomiting, you got everything else going on, whereas the cold, you know, it's just annoying, basically.
I talked to a guy over the weekend. He had this norovirus going around, which is flu-like.
Worse, yeah.
I mean, he lost 15 pounds.
Yeah, norovirus is dangerous.
That's terrible. What do you want to say, LA? Quick, please.
I just wanted to say that, you know, to all the people out there, you know, with every great drama that there is, there's mm-hmm. always a Superman. There's always a Lex Luthor. And the thing is, one thing I think maybe the Democrats are doing is they're trying to not make themselves into a Lex Luthor. You know, like mm-hmm. a Nancy Pelosi type or something like that. So, you know, I do agree with Carville that we just need to keep on making sure that we're putting out our objectives and having basically like a shadow government and telling what it is that we're for. Mm-hmm. And just let, you know, Trump crash and burn as he continues to crash, burn, and destroy the government.
Thanks. So. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, L.A. Tom. Let's go quickly to Jordan listening in Madison on MDX. Jordan, what's worse, a cold or the flu?
You know, as somebody that has lung problems, I'm going to say the flu, because that can be deadly.
That's a great point.
A cold is terrible.
Yeah, so you're more affected if someone has a lung issue with the flu is worse for you.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Jordan. Thanks so much for your listenership. Come back with more of What's Worse
and hear from the Milwaukee Brewers, their first game without Uke. Your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842 is the All Ball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Earl Ingram.
The one and only Professor Bob Harvey has graced the airlines with us. Let's go to Vincent.
With this new administration, African-American history is under assault. To Professor Harvey, how important are we, is it to, for us to fight back, not only for Black History Month, but throughout the year?
African-American history is not going anywhere. Start digging into history. You find out that long before the Mayflower, Blacks were already here.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network. And then Maggie Dawn comes in with the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Dominic Selvia, 4 to 6. Pete Schwabba in Nightlight from 6 until 8. Always a good time had by all. Maggie Dawn coming on right after us. Right now, talking about the what's worse of the day. The question to you, what's worse, a cold or the flu? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Sherry, listening in Horicon. Sherry, what's worse, a cold or the flu?
Oh, my God, Todd. I just got over that stupid flu. Mm-hmm. I ended up weighing 89 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
I lost 10 pounds.
Oh, my. You didn't have any to lose.
I could not even drink a third of a cup of water without throwing it up for 3 days.
Oh, my word.
Terrible. 103.5 fever. Oh, my God. Definitely the flu is worse than a cold.
Well, I am so happy you're on the mend. I'm glad you're on the mend. We're thinking of you, Sherry. Thanks for listening to us, and you hang in there, okay? You take care of yourself.
Yeah, that's why I didn't respond last week, because I was just too sick to even say a word.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry.
I was listening.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and you take care of yourself now, all right? All right. Thanks, Sherry. Appreciate it.
I love you guys.
Well, we love you, too. You take care now. Thank you.
Now there, that, I mean, it, as you said earlier, Zomers, I mean, you worked in pharmacies for a while. I mean, this stuff is nothing to fool around with, and it, people do die from this and get very, very ill.
That's why for me, the flu is the clear worse option, because you can die from it. Norovirus is even worse because you get it coming out of both ends.
But that's no fun at all.
It's just so easy to get dehydrated.
Yep. I think probably in general, the flu is worse for me too, although because of my ear issues, a long cold is not fun for me either. Really quick here. Patrick in Wisconsin Rapids, listening on the great station WFHR, says, which one is it? Starve a cold, feed a flu, or starve the flu, feed a cold? The starving one is worse. He doesn't want to starve. All right, very good. I think it's what is it? I can't remember.
I do not know.
Greg, listening in Genesee Depot, says the flu is worse. Also, Brian in Milwaukee says, what's worse? The flu. Yes, symptoms are similar, but dealing with a fever and chills are horrible. Tom in Jackson on AOK. Let's see here. That reset. Yes, easy. The flu. It can kill you. The flu is worse there. All right. Thanks, everybody, for playing. I will say that overall, the flu is probably worse as well. Want to go. Bob Uecker, of course, passing away here last month. And it's a lot different this year for Brewers baseball. We here at Civic Media are proud once again to be Brewers affiliates all across the state of Wisconsin. This is Jeff Levering opening up the Brewers season in Arizona over the weekend.
Under a blanket of sunshine in Phoenix, Arizona, Cactus League baseball in the Milwaukee Brewers 2025 season begins. Hi, everybody. I'm Jeff Levering. To my left, celebrating his 40th season producing Brewers baseball, is Kent Sommerfeld. To my right, entering his 10th year on the Brewers broadcast team, is Lane Grindel. And just to the right of Lane, a bouquet of flowers and a chair with Bob Uecker's name on the back. For the first time since the inaugural season in 1970, there will be a season without hearing Uke's voice. The chair, just a symbol, but the weight of his loss is felt by everybody, not just in this booth or in the organization, but around the world. He was our mentor, but more importantly, he was our friend. And we miss him dearly. But he's always with each and every one of us in our hearts every single day. But we'll do what you could want us to do, and that's talk Brewers baseball. We'll certainly laugh, we may cry, but we'll always remember our friend Bob Uecker, because he'll always be with us. So with that, we begin the 2025 championship season in Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
Jeff Levering, now the voice of the Milwaukee Brewers, opening up the season for the first time since 1971 without Bob Uecker. Can't imagine what that was like for him. Of course, Levering, along with Lane Grindel, has been taking over more and more of the play-by-play duties on the Brewers radio network. They go back and forth between the TV side and the radio side. But they always knew, right down to that last game of elimination in the postseason last year, they always knew that if Uke could be there, he would be. And we found out after his passing that Bob Uecker had been battling lung cancer for over a year, and it was extraordinarily difficult for him, for Uecker, to get there for that last game, but he was not going to be denied and sat in that chair to the right of Lane Grindel to call his last game, in which we played the cup for you before. After it, Bob Uecker said that one had some sting to it, and probably knowing it would be his last game ever. It's going to be different, Zomers, but we're fortunate to have a guy like Lane Grindel to literally and figuratively pick up the microphone, but I can't imagine how difficult that was for him to open the season this year.
Absolutely, and it's still wild to me that Bob Uecker called 3.5% of all radio broadcast MLB games.
Yeah.
And so even if you're not from Milwaukee, his legacy will not soon be forgotten.
No, it won't. And a reminder, we're going to have the guys back on the show, Kelly Call and Sean Hannah-Shun. The great movie,
just a bit outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers run is now on DVD. Yes, you can buy it and watch it at home for sale at Amazon. So check out that great movie, Just a Bit Outside. Many thanks to Matt Flynn for being on the show today. Aaron Zomer, always great to have him behind the board. And for all of you for listening, Todd Allball saying, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Maggie Dawn is next.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, maternal mortality rates are on the rise across the country. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here to explain it all. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A legal setback for Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes in her bid to overturn fraud conviction.
A three-judge panel at the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected Elizabeth Holmes' claims that there were legal errors in her trial and that of Theranos founder Sonny Balwani. Both were convicted of defrauding investors by claiming their company, Theranos, could run a multitude of health tests off a single drop of blood. Their company was once valued at $9 billion. Holmes was sentenced to over 11 years in federal prison. This now leaves her with limited avenues for overturning her conviction. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Trump indicated talks are moving along on a brokered deal to end the war in Ukraine. Today marks 3 years since Russia invaded. The president making those comments while hosting French leader Emmanuel Macron. The Vatican says Pope Francis is showing some improvement as he battles pneumonia. The 88-year-old pontiff remains in critical condition, though, at a Rome hospital. This is ABC News.